Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Betches Media presents Diet Starts Tomorrow with host Sammy Sage.
I'm having a relationship with my pizza.
And Aileen Drexler.
I'm going to make you girls a hump day treat.
In a world where wellness looks perfect on Instagram.
Just doing my workout. Tuesday's arms and back.
But feels anything but in real life.
Is butter a carb?
Yes.
This is the podcast exploring the emotional side of well-being.
I would be proud to partake of your pecan pie.
From people who understand the struggle.
I am on the third day of my cleanse diet.
Hello and welcome to Diets Are Tomorrow. I'm Aileen.
I'm Sammy.
And it is Thursday and we have non-scale wins and we have Dear DSTs and we are excited about it. So Sammy, what is going on? Do you want to share your win for today?
I do. Wait, you know what we forgot to talk about? Our two DST listeners episodes, Maggie and Tara, both got engaged this past weekend.
Oh, yay. Congrats. Shout out.
We love a DST engagement.
And we love it. On the same weekend.
Right. It's crazy. We both had them around the same time, like 2 years ago. And then they both got engaged on like the same weekend.
Congrats. I'm so excited.
Congrats, ladies. We're really excited for you.
Really excited.
Okay. So that's their non-scale win. But my non-scale win is that I love the Peloton. Like genuinely love the Peloton. Didn't think it would be this level of love. Didn't think I could feel this way about another exercise bike.
Why do you love it?
It's just fun. Like I actually find it genuinely fun. Like the something I thought was interesting about myself is that like, you know how I'm not like, I don't like to compete. So I thought like, oh, I won't give a shit about the leaderboard. I'm not going to even like look at that. But I actually think the leaderboard is really good for me because I'm not competing against like anyone I know. I'm just trying to like catch the output ahead of me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that's literally all I'm trying to do. So it's purely like a self competition, just trying to catch that number. And so I'm like, I feel like I'm like channeling competitive feelings in a positive way. That's not like, that's not like, you know, and I just enjoy it.
What's fun about it? What do you find that's fun about it?
I don't know. Like, I just like it. Like,
who's your favorite instructor so far?
Well, I've only done a scenic ride, which I don't think had an instructor. No, it didn't.
No,
although Avi did a scenic ride with an instructor or like commands or something. So I don't know.
Interesting.
And then I did Cody Rigsby. He did a ride, like, it was called like the Happy Ride. And he was doing all these, like, it really sounded like it. If you're just listening to it, it sounds like he's like working with people with like severe depression. I was like, okay, like I can get behind this. And then I did an Emma Lovewell ride yesterday, like a 90s ride.
She her old, like, I don't know if they do these anymore. The groove and something was like SoulCycle.
I don't know, but I did it because I saw that Diane did an Emma Lovewell ride, so I didn't have a Lovewell ride.
My Peloton's in fucking storage. I'm pissed.
That's annoying.
But yeah, Peloton is great.
It really is. We should do. Oh, yours is in storage. Fuck.
My in-laws have like a bootleg Peloton, and they have the TV set up, so I could technically do it, but it's not on the Peloton. You know what? It's funny you bring up the competition thing, and I'm competitive, obviously. And I never felt motivated by the leaderboard ever. Like I hide it. I just don't, I feel motivated by like beating my last output maybe sometimes, or by like just going with the instructor's cues. Like that's what motivates me.
Right. I actually like the instructor's cues where it tells you what cadence to be at and what was like that I really like actually. Okay. That I think is one of the reasons I really like it, because you know what you're doing. It's not just like go on the beat. It's like, I don't know how to fucking go on a beat. Like,
right. Right. Like, it tells you the range to be on. And even if you have to, and it makes me feel okay though, like that if I'm not on the range, that's still okay. I know where I'm at.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to do it right after this. Ooh.
Next time that I could, like maybe.
What hashtag should I add to my bio?
CST.
Is that what yours is?
Yeah. Hashtag CST. Yeah.
Okay.
We have so many people in it. Everyone okay. Go add it to your thing.
Okay. I'm going to add it to my thing.
When I used to, when I had it, when it wasn't in storage, I would like sign on and it would say like 12 DSTers are writing today or something.
Oh, right I'm now. Totally going to add that to my bio like right after this. I'm really excited about it. So I'm excited to try Tune Day. I'm trying. Just excited to try Olivia Amato.
Olivia is so difficult. Allie Love.
There's so many good ones that I've heard about, so I'm excited to try them
Jess
all.
Jess King lived in my building in my, I hope I didn't just call out where she lived. For those who knew, who know where I lived, I saw her like walking her dog all the time. It was really cool.
That's crazy. Like a celebrity.
Celeb.
Okay, Aileen, what is your non-scale win?
My win isn't really a win, but I guess it's like a win at the end of the story. So I talked about this in the mom's episode from this coming Monday about like body image. I hit a really low point. First of all, my hormones are wild, right? Like they are raging.
Yeah.
Like yesterday I woke up, like I felt like I had zero serotonin. I was tired and I was down. Like I just felt like I was in a bad mood all day. It was just really miserable. But like, so it's really just unexpected how you're going to feel. So last weekend, I just felt like this, such an immense, like just terrible body image day. And it was triggered by a video or a picture of myself, obviously, which I haven't seen in a long time, that I didn't take myself or like look at in a way that I was posed, you know?
Yeah.
So a candid, if you will.
A real candid.
So that didn't bother me. But then like a few other events leading after that bothered me. And I was so distraught. And I like was just fighting with Rusty because I just was in a bad mood. And we were just talking about where to go to dinner. And I was just like so upset. And then I just had a breakdown and I realized what was wrong with me. And it was just that. Like a lot of things that I talk about it a lot on moms and you can listen to it. It's like a combination of just like constantly people commenting on your body, like unsolicited.
Right.
And like in person, like people normally would never comment on your body, like men, women, people I don't know, telling you how you look for how far along you are. Like it's just, it's constant. And it was that plus the picture plus some other things. And I just could not move. Like I couldn't get out of my bed. And my win, though, is how I did get out of bed, which was after, like, just crying, I was like, okay, let's do step by. I was just, like, very proud of my ability to do this. It's just like, okay, like, what is the next thing that I have to do to move? And what motivated me in the end was like, okay, what's the final thing? I was like, I really want to go to dinner. And I really want the food that I want. Because Rusty was like, we can order in, we can get this thing. And I was like, no, I want the thing that I want, what I'm in the mood for.
What did you want?
Cuckoo appetizers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I wanted to go there to have them. I like wanted the experience. That was the plan.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't find any, I didn't want to put anything on. You know, it was just like, I don't want to move. I was in a towel for my shower and I was just like depressed. And I was like, okay, what is the next move? Okay, just got to have to get up and put on underwear. And I did it without thinking. And I was like, okay, now you have to put on a bra. And then that's just the next thing. And then like suddenly, slowly, I put on a cute outfit, which made me feel good, even though I was like wiping tears off my face. And then it just kind of slowly, and then I looked in the mirror. I was like, oh, you know what, Aileen, you look good. Like this is the norm. I thought, well, I'm back to my normal feeling. Like I got out of the hole.
Yeah.
So it was just a good, my win is really that I like picked myself up from being down.
That's great. I wish I could fucking do that. Like
it was
ever.
Really, it was really, really hard. I have to tell you, because I laid there for a really long time. We missed an original reservation. And then I was like, okay, I'm getting hangry. Like, and I only want the thing that I want, which is I was like really proud of myself for identifying it, even in that moment. And I was very satisfied at the end of the night. I was happy.
That's amazing. So,
and I liked my outfit. And I think I got seated because I was pregnant. So it all worked for full circle. But if anybody wants to listen to that episode of Betches Moms, go listen to it, because I think for DSTers, you could relate. Let's do our listener non-scale win.
Okay.
Do you want to read it?
Sure. Hi, Sam and Aileen. Love you both on the pod so much. Thank you for keeping it super real. And I loved going on this intuitive eating journey with you both. I have a non-scale win to share that literally just happened right now. I have a busy day today with a massive assignment due tomorrow, master's student, and I'm just getting ready for my day. I'm not normally a breakfast person, but today I made my coffee and realized that I'm hungry. I immediately had the thought, write 1,000 words and then after you can have breakfast. I actually started walking away from the kitchen before I went, wait, hang on. I don't have to earn my food. If I'm hungry, my body deserves food. It was a light bulb moment for me as someone who has struggled with disordered eating for a very long time and is trying to eat intuitively, to realize that it is not always exercise or prior restriction that I use to make myself earn food. This is now something that I'm going to look out for in the future. But for now, I'm having hummus on toast and feeling good and satisfied, and I've given myself the energy to do what I need to do. Thanks again for everything you do. Without you two, I probably would never have started this intuitive eating journey. Love, Breakfast Batch XOXO. That's a great win. Do you ever realize that you, because I've had this experience where like I've realized that I'm making myself wait to eat, but I don't, like almost just out of a natural habit, but not any reason, even though I'm hungry. Have you ever done that? Have you ever realized that you're doing that?
No, I pretty much eat immediately. the only time that I like will wait is if I'm doing something that I can't get out of, or I don't. Or maybe I'll wait to have a better meal or something that I know is coming. But I'll have a snack. I'll always have a snack if I'm hungry, because I don't like the feeling of being hangry. It really fucks you up.
I really relate to this because I've definitely done this before, and I don't even realize sometimes that I'm doing it because I'm not used to seeing hunger as a cue to take action. Like, you know what I mean? It's like I still have hunger as like, oh, that's just something you don't. Maybe you eat, maybe don't eat. Like
it is true though. You don't necessarily need to eat immediately when you're hungry. You can feel out like, what are you hungry for? Is it real hunger? Like, how hungry are you? Like, you can do an assessment necessarily, but if you're waiting to deserve it, I think that's the difference.
Yeah,
here that she's sort of celebrating that she did not do.
Yeah. Totally.
To earn the food is a rough mindset.
Also, food needs to power your brain. So if you need to write 1,000 words, food will help you.
Food will help you do that. Exactly. Exactly.
Did you know that you can burn calories from thinking? Did you know that?
Like how many?
I don't know. But like thinking, like using your brain burns calories. And I'm not saying that in a dieting way. I'm saying that in like a... It's a thing. Well,
sitting burns calories.
But it doesn't burn the... Okay, I don't know. Your body's just going to burn calories anyway because you're metabolizing. But like, I think thinking... I don't know. I think really hard. I just feel myself getting thinner sometimes.
Guys, as many of you know, I've been on an alcohol-free journey. Please don't hold it against me that I just said journey, but I have. And one thing that I've really missed on this journey is beer. But now with Athletic Brewing, I'm able to get that delicious beer-like taste in my mouth without any of the alcohol. It's amazing. Just so you guys know, I used to love sours. I'm a big sour drinker and I really miss that taste. And now I don't have to miss out on it. It's amazing. Whether you're trying to cut back or you just want to explore a non-alcoholic alternative, Athletic Brewing is often a game changer. They offer a variety of different full-flavored brews with no alcohol, allowing you to sip and celebrate anytime and anywhere. Do you like hazy IPAs, sweet fruity sours? Now you can enjoy this style without the hangover the next day. They offer hassle-free delivery right to your door when you order at athleticbrewing.com. Athletic brews bevs you can drink anytime, anywhere, and still go right back to whatever you were doing. It's a great fit for parenting, playing sports, watching sports, doing chores, late nights, and early mornings, so you can imbibe without worry. Try Athletic Brewing non-alcoholic beers for yourself. Use code DST to get 15% off your first order at athleticbrewing.com. That's code DST at checkout for 15% off your first order. Near beer, exclusions and conditions apply. Athletic Brewing Company, fit for all times. This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there, and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with two U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
All right, let's do Dear DST.
Do you want to read this?
Yes. Dear DST, I love this podcast, all caps, and I recently have been going through my own intuitive eating journey. Like both Sammy and Aileen have experienced, I'm facing pressure to, quote, shred for the wedding. That's coming up in a couple months, but I know that type of restriction leaves me hangry, tired, and miserable. When I go to the podcast for some advice, sometimes I get discouraged because I almost feel like I can't afford to be an intuitive eater. Interesting. I have a ton of debt from grad school and live a very, very simple life. I spend about $35 a week on my groceries and can't really afford to stock my pantry and fridge with all the foods I'm craving or might crave. So since I always buy the generic brand of ice cream or Oreos to prepare for when I'm craving them, I still face the temptation to binge when I'm given the good stuff. For example, if a friend takes me out for a fancier ice cream on my birthday, I feel like I have to eat the whole thing because I don't and can't afford to treat myself like that. Can you two share about ways you think I can eat intuitively on a tight budget? Thanks so much. And I can't wait to head over to Betches Brides for my next round of advice. Thank you for giving us a shout out with your own email. Sincerely, a broke ass bridal bitch. Love the call out about like intuitive eating being like a privilege.
Yeah, that was what I was about to say. Like, I don't think that this gets acknowledged enough that like to feel lack of restriction, that's also a financial. There's a financial piece to that because sometimes finances are the reason that you're restricted. So without having like fully immersed myself in this, when I had my first like consultation with the dietitian I'm going to be working with, something that she even just sort of like dispelled for me in the first consultation, she pointed out to me that there can be other factors that affect what you are eating other than just your desires. So like finances, I think, would be considered one of those factors because it does somewhat limit you. If you, mm-hmm. you know, it really does go to that whole idea of like people sort of think from the internet that intuitive eating means you can just like eat whatever you want or you should be able to eat whatever you want anytime. And I think that definitely like helps to neutralize the foods, but I do believe that intuitive eating is something that can be done without like an endless budget. So while I'm not exactly sure what advice to give her, I do believe that there is a way to sort of like work around this. And maybe it's just sort of knowing that like the Oreos or the fancy ice cream aren't like, just because you have them for like sort of the, you know, a special occasion, you're not necessarily going to get more enjoyment out of eating more than you actually enjoy. So like, just because you have all the Oreos doesn't mean you're actually going to enjoy eating all of those, even though you don't always get to have them, you know?
Right. So you're saying apply a mind shift. I think the last edition of Intuitive Eating, the most recent one, the book that came out in June, addresses this more. And I'm sure you could buy it used for much less money. Or maybe see if anybody's giving it away on DSTer's Facebook group. Could pose a question there to ask if anybody has one they want to share that they did not, that they already read. But yeah, I mean, I do, in the process of the intuitive eating where you're allowing yourself to sort of have all the food that you normally restricted, you do, part of it is to have access to it. And the problem is if you can't have access, if you don't have the financial means to have access.
Or so, like location, like people live in food deserts.
All
and they,
access, yeah. All types of access, financial, geographical, all of the above.
I'm going to try to give this example of like, okay, so she goes out for fancy ice cream on her birthday. You feel like you have to eat the whole thing in your head, but maybe like applying a mindful eating technique there could help you to identify like to what extent are you actually enjoying it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and you can like, once you stop enjoying it, just because it's expensive and fancy and special doesn't mean that you need to finish it. Like you ate it, you liked it, you ate it to the point that you liked it. And then if you are sort of feeling like, I'm not feeling this anymore, I do get that feeling of scarcity. Like I totally understand that and like can relate to that and have felt that in my life. Like if I don't have this like fancy thing now, like when will I ever,
mm-hmm.
when, like, you know, if I don't soak up every moment of like this fancy thing, like I'm going to miss out. But if you were able to access it all the time, you wouldn't necessarily want it that much. So.
But that's what she's saying.
Yeah. But what I'm trying to, but what I'm trying to say is like.
I think what you're saying is right about the satisfaction, is focus on the satisfaction and try to, and use that moment. Since like, you know, at the end of the day, you're going to binge this because it feels fancy. It feels like it's high on a pedestal. Use that moment to be extra mindful of your satisfaction level there. So that you can truly enjoy that fancy moment, right? Or that like special moment, rather than kind of at the end of it, feel bad about it. So, and maybe you could, maybe there's ways in which there is access to like the regular Oreos. If let's say you were out with a friend or something like that, get one and do a taste test or something, like, see, is this really that much better? And sort of like do a more of an exploratory thing and then see like, it's not that like try to dispel the myth that like some name brand ice cream is better than the generic ice cream. Cause a lot of the times it's really not.
Yeah.
Like it's really not. There are so many ways to eat healthy on a budget, so many different ways. And there's so many ways, many more ways to eat not healthy on a budget. So I think that like, it's sort of changing that mindset in your mind about putting the things with the name brands on this pedestal that you feel is like you're getting access to in this moment.
Right.
And then you end up binging.
So there's one piece that I'm trying to like articulate what, cause I think that's all really important. There's one piece that I'm trying to articulate that has to do with like money and how money, like a feeling of not having money can potentially create an additional feeling of scarcity on top of the food scarcity that I think probably makes all of this so much harder, because overlaying your food things, you have like a money scarcity. So I'm trying to think of like the best way to articulate this. And I guess what I'm going to arrive at is that like fancy food, like having the ability to have that does not make intuitive eating easier. Like, even when you have an endless budget or endless access, it may get rid of a feeling of scarcity, which does a psychological number on anyone, let's be honest. But in terms of the food, it doesn't actually like make it any easier, because it's not like you're like, oh, I can have everything, so I want everything. You only sort of want like the like next attainable thing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. You kind of really just want the things that you have restricted in the past because of dieting.
Like, I wonder if she automatically is more attracted to like name brand stuff and assumes it's better because of the money piece.
Because she doesn't normally have it.
Right. And like examining, so like
the key is sort of to dispel that. Examine it and dispel it in a way that maybe is cost effective. Like, get one Oreo somewhere. Really sit there and chew it and compare it.
Get the two pack.
Compare it to the other one. And then say, is this really that? Do I need this all the time? Is this really that much better?
Or
that I need to spend money on this Oreo?
Or not, you know what even I mean? That, like, but those just kinds like of letting herself realize that she's not really missing out on those things. Like,
that's what I mean.
Yeah.
But you have to do an exercise in order to show that you need to physically show that to yourself. You can't just convince yourself without like doing it. So like, think about those items that you feel are real. Like, it's the same thing with intuitive eating in terms of restricting because of your dieting. Write a list of the things you never thought you could have.
Right.
Make a plan about, put it in the budget that you do have. If you can, to try one of them, sit with it for like as long as you can to be as mindful as ever, to look really focused on the satisfaction, compare it to something that you do have access to and see, is it that much better? But
yeah,
I really wish you luck. We really appreciate you writing in to us about this because we don't talk about this enough. And it's really important to address.
Absolutely. And I feel like I wasn't able to really articulate like or really get out what I want to get out. But again, I think that if you're able to get your hands on the new book, the new edition of the book, that will definitely be really helpful too. I'm sure you could read about it online. Like, this is definitely a big conversation.
Mm-hmm. I agree. All right, guys, this was a great episode. We do say so ourselves. Email us your dear DST and your non-scale wins at dst@betches.com. You can DM us them as well at Diet Starts Tomorrow. And if you just want some general thoughts, feedback, want to share some thoughts, feedback, comments at Sammy, at Aileen, tell a friend about the show. It's a really short Thursday episode. And please just put it on your Insta story. It really helps support the podcast when we get shares, because then more people listen and then we can devote more time to doing the show. And we obviously love doing it. So the more the merrier. We really appreciate it. And that is all. I am Aileen. This is Samantha. And we're always with you
through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Stacey Wong and Sean Kilby. Social media by Sydney Rafe. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to dst@betches.com.
Betches.